Well, thank you guys very much for having me up here today. We come through here all the time. We do is in our conference in basketball. We played them every year, and that was our long trip of the year for us to do. But that was a good trip for us. I want to just saw some familiar faces today, and I'm good to see you guys. I'm not really a speaker. I'm an old country boy, just like coach basketball. And so if I mispronounce anything or get too fast or too slow, forgive me on that, all right? My wife is Caroline Barkley. We celebrated our 40th wedding anniversary this year. And that's very special because I got a great coach's wife. And that takes a special person to be a coach's wife, and most of you guys know that. My son is Justin Barkley. He's a head basketball coach at Rogers State. My daughter-in-law is Emily Barkley, who's the athletic director at Union High School. My daughter, Andy Dickerson, has worked for the Job Corps of the Cherokee Nation in Tahlequah. My son-in-law is assistant coach at Fort Gibson. And I have a grandson who's three years old in a couple of weeks. And you imagine, we play Fort Gibson two or three times a year. So you know, Christmas and Thanksgiving is not a very good time to be around me and him all the time. But no, we have a great relationship, and I'm very blessed to have the family I have right now. I'll go quickly on my background. I started playing basketball. Basketball is very important in my life, and I started playing basketball in the fourth grade in a place called Tawa, Oklahoma. Tawa is a little K-8 school between Claremore and Inola. And that's how small the school was. They had four classrooms. There was eight kids in my grade. And I started playing about the fourth grade and made the fifth and sixth grade basketball team as a fourth grader. And you can imagine when we had first and second grade was one room, third and fourth one, fifth and sixth, seventh and eighth grade. Some of you guys don't want to maybe understand how small that is, but that's pretty small, okay? After the Tawa days, I attended Inola High School, I was in ninth grade. Got the opportunity to make the varsity basketball team as a freshman, didn't get to play, but there was two freshmen, made the team. We got to travel, we had four really good years of basketball. My sophomore year, we got the state semifinals in our class. My junior year, I started with four seniors. We lost everybody the next year. We went 24-5 or something like that, got the area finals. Got beat out going to get state tournament. My senior year, should have made the state tournament. We had a 6'6 postman that got hurt during the playoffs, got beat to Shakota, or you follow both them going to state finals. Really good basketball teams. After my senior year, I had the opportunity, I didn't make All-State. I was really blessed. Got to play an All-State game, which was a really great opportunity to do that. After that, I got a chance to go to Northeastern State University on a basketball scholarship. Played for a guy who was a great role model to me, Jack Dobbins. I don't know some of you guys, I know most of the older guys kind of knew who Coach Dobbins is. Some of the young guys, he was more of a role model. He was a great teacher. He was a great basketball coach. All through the years of my career, coaches was a big influence in my life. My parents divorced when I was really young age. So I'll get in a few minutes about my grandfather. But coaches was like a father figure to me. They were my role models. In the elementary, I had a guy named Roy Whitworth, a great Christian man, who taught me fundamentals of basketball, but to try to work hard. Then my high school coach, a guy named Wally Ryle. You know, Wally, Coach Ryle, is in Henrietta now. He had a son named Mark Ryle who went and played pro baseball. But Coach Ryle was the one who really taught me to come in and work hard. You know, gave me the background. Then I got a chance, he introduced me to Coach Dobbins and said, here's a guy that, if he thinks he can play, look at this guy. Coach Dobbins gave me a chance to come to Northeastern, and the best 4 years of my life to get to go there and play. After graduation, my senior year, the superintendent on schools won the game of Harold Poole. Mr. Poole, he passed away last summer at 97 years old. Mr. Poole called me at Northeastern and offered me a job. So I went to my college coach and I said, Coach, what do you think? He said, I wouldn't go back to your hometown. Everybody knows you, it's Clyde. It's going to be tough. I thought, well, it was an assistant's basketball job in junior high. And I thought, well, if I go back, do that. And the reason I wanted to go back to Inola at the time is my grandfather, he only had one daughter, and then I was the only grandson at the time. And I grew up on a ranch, on a farm. And we raised cattle and things like that. And I thought, well, I'll go back and just be his helper. And be assistant basketball coach, I think it'd be perfect. So my wife was a year behind me, and she finished up her degree. And she's from Muldrow. She's not from our area, she's down south. But she made her home come down, and she I'll go where you want to go. So we go back to Dinola, and first 2 years are perfect. Hey, assistant coach, no pressure. Hey, I'm over here. You know, I don't have to make all the decisions. And we had I worked for a guy named Keith Lauterbach who played on the very first tournament champions team in 1966. He was a point guard. So he wanted me to come to Dinola, perfect situation for me. Well, he decides to go into private business. Now, what's going to happen now? Do I want to stay and be assistant coach, or do I want to be the head basketball coach? Well, talked to my wife. She said, I don't know. We struggled a bit. I said, I'm going for it. So I talked to the superintendent. I said, listen, I'm not going to promise wins and losses, but I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you 110%. I'll give you all I got. And if that's not good enough, you just come tell me and I'll step away. Because this is my hometown. I want to walk down the middle of town, everybody not be mad at me or didn't like me. You know, and I know it's a small town. And I know it's a basketball facility. I mean, it's a basketball playing town. They love basketball, love sports, but there's a lot of tradition in basketball, a lot of tradition. When you go to the gym, everybody in the stands, they've all played basketball. I know some more time they played basketball than I know. You'll understand as you go along. So anyway, so my first year, and some of you guys know Tim Bart. Okay, Tim Bart played on the very first team I coached. And his mom still lives in Dinola, and Tim is great. I'm so proud of him and what he's done in his life and where he's at today. I'm so proud of him. And Tim was on the first team I coached. We went 0-5. It was 0-5. I told my wife, oh gosh, what are we in for? I don't know if I can win a game. But let me take a step back. Our football team went to state semifinals that year. I never got my basketball guys except for about 3 or 4 guys until late December. The time I got in the gym, and I remember we lost 3 games in the little golf tournament. We lost a couple other games. We didn't win our first game until middle of January. And we wound up winning 16 in the last 21 ball game, finished 16-10 that year. And had most of those kids back next year, went 24-4, and all of a sudden, you can go to the coffee shop now. You can go down and visit. Okay. So it was okay. So I had a football coach come to me and said, Barkley, don't go down to the coffee shop today. Don't go down there. So it worked out really good then. So anyway, starting this year, I'm starting my 39th year as a basketball coach at Inola. And I'm starting 37th year as a head coach. I retired 2 years ago from the school system. Superintendent was good enough to keep me on as a basketball coach. I still wanted to coach. I still have a passion. I still love to come to the gym. I still love to practice. He said, I don't want to lose you. I said, I'll keep you. All right, be great. So I retired. And some people in Inola call me the Joe Gilbert of Inola. Now, how many know Joe Gilbert? Anybody know Joe Gilbert? He's 61 years at Barnesdale. He was coaching at Barnesdale when I was playing high school basketball. And like I said, me and him are great friends today. I mean, I call him once every other week just to talk to him, just to see how he's doing and just keep up with him. He's a great friend. And I look for guys like that. I look for older guys like that so I can, because they're role models, they're mentors to me. Even today, I've been in there 39 years. I still look for guys to help me out. I still go to clinics. I still do things to make me a better basketball coach. During my career, I had so many great coaches in my life to help me out. Jack Dobbins is the top one on my list. And Bill Allen, which I'm going to talk about here in a second. Some of you guys know who Bill Allen is. How I met him a little bit. Ken Hayes, Ted Owens. These are the 4 guys that really influenced my life in the later stages. Let me talk about Bill Allen. I met him working with ORU basketball coach, Ted Owens, when he came to ORU. I said, I'd like to work your basketball camp. He said, all right. So on a Wednesday, we had a chalk talk one day, and he goes, brought us all in, and I asked a question about something. He said, you need to talk to that guy right over there. I said, all right. So I asked that question, and his name is Bill Allen. I said, Coach Allen, I'm Clyde Barkley, and I'd like to ask you a question about this. He said, all right. And we started talking. And all of a sudden, I said, well, hey, won't you come watch our practice? He said, okay. And that grew from he came watch a practice to I worked his basketball camps to I call him once a week. I did that the last 8 years of his life. Okay. Anyway, we got to talking, and I see Coach Western. He was big in FCA. Bill Allen was. Well, one son, like Doc got to saying, he invited me, and I had a good friend who coached basketball at Benita's and P Pete Hosley. I think he's the mayor of Bonita right now. But he invited me and Pete and our family to go to Estes Park to do a basketball camp. So you do the camp for me. I've been doing it for some years. I want to take it off this. I'm going to go. You run the camp for me. I said, all right. So we went up there, and I remember my wife, we picked my son up at Kansas City to go across Kansas. I think we had about had a divorce to get across Kansas before we got to Estes Park, but that was the greatest week of my life. If you've never been to a national camp, I strongly encourage you, at least one time in your life, you need to go to one. And like Doc got saying, we met Tom Landry. I mean, I got a picture. I started bringing today. I got a picture of Tom Landry, Tom Osborne, and Kenny Hatfield was our coach's huddle leader. And we saw him. He spoke to the clinic, coach's clinic, a couple years ago. I mean, 3 or 4 years ago. And we brought that up. Guys told him who he said, yeah, I remember that. And it was, I mean, just it's some of these guys, they're put on a very high pedestal. And yet they're down there. I mean, I had breakfast. It was Tom Landry. Tom at a breakfast table. How awesome is that? Anyway. Well, let me kind of go on. 5 years ago, Coach Allen passed away. And Chris Kaiser, who's our FCA director, you might know Chris Kaiser in this area, came up to me and I said, hey, won't you do something in Bill Allen's honor? So Bill's last month of Coach's life, I went to his room. I said, Coach, I'd like to do a scrimmage or something in called Bill Allen scrimmage. He goes, oh, I can't work anymore. I'm too tired. I said, Bill, I'll do it. I said, I'll do it for you. He said, okay. Well, he passed away, and what we did was we started about 5 years ago, I started an FCA, called the Bill Allen FCA Tip-Off Classic, or Tip-Off Scrimmage. We started with 18. We started at BA, a little broken air, and Rusty Stickler over helped me do it, had 8 teams. Well, I said, I can do this at Inola. I'll just move to Inola next year. So the next year, I moved to Inola. Well, this is our fifth year of doing this, and we had 24 teams there. They're from all over, from Barnesville, but Ponca Cities, that Roland, Stillwell, I had a team down by McAllister. I mean, just all over. Good friends of mine that said, yeah, I want to come. And what we do, we just charge admission these teams, so much a team. We take donations at the door. You don't have, if you don't want to give help, that's fine. And Chris has been there helping me. My wife's helped me out all the time. And there's my buddy Chris. He just walked in. And this thing grew. It just blown up. And it's one of the best things in all the money that we raised in that one day. Just that one day. We start at 8 o'clock in the morning until that last game starts about 5 o'clock. We use 2 to 3 gyms. All money goes to the FCA. Chris says, I tell you what, whatever. And like I said, I haven't been involved with FCAs like I should be and like I want to be. This has been such a blessing to me by helping. And I told Chris, I thought, listen, if I could plant one seed to one student, one kid, through all this, what we're doing right now, it's worth my time doing this. Just one person. Because that one person will multiply to somebody else. And I really believe that. So this is my fifth year doing it. And like I said, now we're going to do it again this year on November 21st. And we've been doing it over Thanksgiving break. We're going to move it to Saturday before Thanksgiving because we've had some kids out of town. We have some players, and I just don't want to take away from family too, so we're going to move it. We're going to try it 1 week earlier this year, November 21st. So if you know any teams out there that would love to be part of us, contact me at Inola High School, and we'd love to have them join us in our scrimmage type deal. We'll just do it for one day only. Also with that school, Johnny Johnson, I'm going to get him a plug. Johnny, a basketball official in our area, has been a great friend of mine. He gets the officials. I have over 20 some officials that comes in and that gives their time to officiate on their own time and to help us out. And they know where the money goes. They just come in and give me, they'll come in and work 2 or 3 hours on their own time. And I really, really appreciate that. God, like I said, God's blessed me and my family in so many ways through basketball. My son, like I said, when he was in high school, won a state championship in 98. In the same year that he won a national championship game in college, he was on national championship basketball. I mean, how blessed a dad can see that happening. Then my daughter, she loved basketball, but it wasn't her first love. First love was cheerleading. Well, her freshman year, they was state championship in cheerleading. But she still loved basketball, but still. So my family's blessed. So, I mean, I'm getting rewards off this, watching my kids prosper on this. And then my college coach, I tell this to my players all the time. I said, we're all passing through, okay? I'm going to be gone one day, you're going to be gone. There'll always be a basketball team. What's people going to talk about you when you're not walking down the road? And when you graduate, what kind of person do you want somebody to see you, think of you? Like I said, one day you'll be gone, I'll be gone. There'll still be a basketball team. We're not going to put basketball up on the shelf anymore. And like I said, this is one thing I do. I tell my players, I tell them every year, each one of you guys are role models. And there's somebody looking at you all the time. I'm gonna pull up a verse in a second. You're gonna be positive or negative. You're gonna be a role model. I don't care. I mean, when you put a basketball uniform on, you're a role model. Now, how do you gonna be a negative that kid, or you're gonna be a positive? And I leave that with my players all the time. You make that choice. And my wife, I'm gonna close right now, but my wife, you know, she couldn't come today. And she texts this to me right quick, and I really appreciate this. It's Jeremiah 29:11. It says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Well, first of all, basketball's been good to me, but you know, I can't replace anything everybody's done for me. And I really thank you guys letting me come up and say a few words with you guys today. Doc's been really good to me. My daughter-in-law is the athletic director at Union. How God's blessed me with that. And it's awesome. And I appreciate Chris. Chris just walked the door. I appreciate everything he's done for me at 9-0 FCA. If you have any questions before I leave, I'm free to ask you any questions. Anybody have any questions before I sit down? Like I said, I'm not much of a speaker. I'm just, go ahead.
Was Tim any good?
Tim was good.
Come on.
Tim was honored. Tim was good. No, I appreciate Tim. He was good.
Was Tim Carson over at your school?
Yes, he was. Tim Carson was he's my principal. Hey, that's perfect. You know what? If you want to talk basketball, just knock on his door and, hey, we'll sit there for an hour. That was a good deal. Tim, he was really good. I used to coach against Tim Carson. He's a Catoosa. And that's another story. I have to think about that, so. Anybody have any questions?
So was it through FCA that you really established a relationship with the Lord, or when did you?
No, I started the Lord when I was a young boy in grade school. Mm-hmm. I went to a church called Willie O. Baptist Church. When that door was open, I was going all the time. Monday, Wednesday, I had a preacher who used to come by and pick me up and take me to church all the time. Sunday nights, Wednesdays, my parents couldn't do it. That's where I met the Lord, you know, and I was baptized at an early age. And like I said, it's been great. He's led me through my journey. I mean, coaching is one of the toughest things to do, but it's the most rewarding things to do. I mean, what we're doing is, through basketball, I'm teaching the game of life to kids. That's what we're doing. That's all. I mean, you're teaching kids to the game of life. Because you have ups, you're going to have downs, you have sad times, you have good times. And that's what through sports, that's what teaches us more than anything. Like, how many scholarships I can get. I mean, that you're teaching them a lot of things besides scholarships. Anybody have questions?
What's your basketball team look like this year?
We're very young, I'll put it like that, okay? I don't want to talk about wins and losses. Hey, we're going to be very young, but I promise you this. I tell my players, we'll be an exciting team to watch. We'll play hard. Every team I put on the floor, they'll play the hardest they can. That's all I ask. You know, give me. I don't want 100%. I want 110%. That's all I ask, and that's the way the style I coach. You know, being 9-0 this many years, I'm really blessed. What's the old rule? You make 5 people happy, you make 10 people mad in a small town. Well, I've got half town happy already. So, you know, because the kids didn't get to fly or get started or whatever. But it's been the most rewarding thing, and I thank God today. I mean, if I had to walk out the door tomorrow, I thank him for everything he gave me up to this time right here. And I still got some more games to play. I don't know how many more. Everybody's asking me, how many more years you got? I just tell everybody, as long as I feel good, I got kids that want to play basketball, and the Lord lets me, you know, my health stays good, I still want to do this. So if I can influence one kid, that's all I want to do. You know, my son loves the game of basketball. He stayed with it. Now he's a college coach. My daughter married, like I said, I got a grandson. I hope he wants to be a basketball player. Or it doesn't matter, just as long as he loves. And I got a great Christian family. I really appreciate that. That's where I'm so blessed right now. So, Doc, anything else?
Hey, Coach.
Yes, sir.
As an old retired official.
You didn't have me, did you?
I did.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm just going to compliment you. You were always good to work for. I know it was a good place to work, and you can't say that about every coach.
Well, I appreciate that. I really appreciate that. Like I said, all my officials I work for today said, let's have to go to Western Oklahoma. Everyone I know pretty much personally don't know Kevin. I mean, I just, you know, they'll just tell me when I'm out of hand or out of line, why I come over here. Hey, we can do that right now.
Doesn't happen often.
No.
He does a great job. I don't know if it's because our locker room where we dress as an official is in the same little area where he goes in at halftime, but there's never any negative comments about us. It's always positive to the kids, get them to play better.
Well, that's why it's important. It's important. I learned my lessons through Jack Dobbins. If you got to know, he was one of those kind of coaches that just, he was as good as they get. And I'm just so thankful. I got to play his last, well, after my senior year, he retired for another 2 years. And he come back as his youngest son, Jackie Dobbins, who was a TU, transferred to back to Northeastern. So he coached him 2 more years, and then he gave it up for good. But he got out, and he come back. I got to play 4 years for Jack Dobbins, and I could not replace that. Really couldn't. You know, here old country boy from Minola just gave me a chance to play college basketball. First guy I met on the campus was 7 foot. I thought, what is this? I'm 6'4". You know, point guard 6'4". But I got the opportunity to do it. Got my education. So thankful where I am at today. Well, one thing, I want to go back to my grandfather, like I said. I got my grandfather, and he lived to be 97 years old. And he was my father, because I played my parents' sports when I was young. My grandfather was like my dad to me. He allowed me to play basketball, but he mainly worked my tail hard in the summertime. You guys work on a farm or ranch, hauling hay, things like that? Ain't nothing like it, guys. I promise you that. All right. Any other questions? Thank you so much. Chris Kaiser.
Coach, no, sorry. I'm so late.
That's okay.
I want to come and hear you and love and support you. I don't know how much I miss, but growing up and then playing and coming, you've only been in Inola, correct?
I mean, that's the only place I've been.
Legacy at Inola. How have you handled the small town parents and the, I mean, did you already speak a little bit about that? Or how have you handled those issues? With? I can't imagine what you put up with sometimes.
I just tell my players, and you know, I think every coach would like it. If you got an issue, hey, come talk to me personally. Just don't make a big issue of it. I'll talk to you personally. And like I said, I'm coaching kids now. I coach their daddies.
I know.
And that's even harder sometimes because Johnny maybe not as good as daddy was. But daddy's thinking he wants to, hey, he's, you know what I'm saying? I mean, a lot of parents don't play their kid, their sports to their kids anymore. Am I right? I mean, it's, you know, I'm a parent too. It's one of the hardest things. I coach my own son. You know, and then you hear a comment, well, he gets to play because his dad's coach. That wasn't it, guys. I mean, and it was one of those things. Well, I've dealt with that too, and that issue. But like I said, I've been here so long, people know who I am. They know how my style is. If they've got an issue, they come talk to me. Hopefully, I'll be honest with you, I have lost friends. And I've lost people that just turned their back on me because of that. I hate it. But I try to be fair. You know, when my best friend passed away, he's a rancher and he was a school administrator, gave me the best advice before I took the Inola basketball job. He goes, let's go drive around a little bit. And he was a hometown boy, and he was a superintendent assistant. And the best advice, he goes, you know what? Me and you are hometown boys. I said, I know. He says, you got to work twice as hard. I said, people don't have their ties here like me and you do. They'll just get their stuff and they'll walk up and down the road. They'll go next school. We got to turn around. We got to go down the middle of town, face these people. He said, you're right. He said, what you do what's right in your eyes. But if you be fair and what's right in your eyes, you'll survive and you'll make it. And that's what I've tried to do all my life. Am I going to make everybody happy? No. So, but it's my 39th year, so God bless. All right, thank you guys very much.
On my radio show, you said Coach Dobbins, all three words started with F, and one of them was fair.
Fair, firm, and friendly.
Fair, firm.
That was Coach Dobbins. If anybody had Coach Dobbins in the class, and you guys ever had Coach Dobbins? Nobody had, okay. I had him in class, theory coaching basketball. That's the first thing you put on the board. You put, be fair, firm, and friendly. That's the three things. You'll build on that, you'll be fine. And that's what you try to do. So, anyway, thank you guys so much for coming today.